Isn't it crazy? I've heard so many different stories from so many different angles. Let's just start from the very beginning. First of all, you have one side of the political aisle saying, hey, we may have an agreement. Mm-hmm. And another side of the political aisle saying, not so fast.
Yeah.
And then still another side of the political aisle going, but hold on, what about us? And there's a lot of party splintering off mm-hmm. on both sides.
Yeah.
So beyond all that, though, how is this going to impact feds? Well, feds are sort of caught in this limbo of wondering, do I have to go into work? And when I go into work, am I going to get paid for work? And what happens if, pretty much fill in the blank, what happens
yeah.
if? And nobody really has the answers mm-hmm. to that. One thing that I found this morning that I found interesting was now lawmakers are starting to come to the realization that, you know, if we shut down the government, we're going to be reneging on a lot of, potentially reneging on a lot of contracts,
mm-hmm.
you know, with contractors, deals with contractors, and that's going to cost even more money.
Yeah.
So that would be wrong. Mm-hmm. That would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
So my take is that they have got to get something together quick tonight, tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
you know, by Tuesday night, so that they can have that 3-day period where they are able to review it, read it through, pass it, don't pass it, and have something done by midnight Friday.
Yeah. You and Tom have been reporting all last week, a number of different people telling you that really late tomorrow night, late Tuesday night, is
right.
pretty much the cutoff. Not Friday, because if a deal's done on Friday, that's not enough time to actually follow the mechanics that have to go through Congress.
One of the things
Congress.
That we learned today from friends over at the Hill newspaper
uh-huh.
is that conceivably, lawmakers could waive that 3-day read it through period.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't sit well with a lot of people either, because you
right.
kind of want to read the bill before you make it into a law.
Well, and one of the reasons that so many Republicans got into office this time was by making hay over the fact that nobody had time to read the health care bill.
Right.
So it's kind of we're now doing what we said they were bad for doing.
Right, right, right. Exactly. And it's one of the ways that the sausage is made.
Yeah.
Is there's sometimes it's unavoidable. But in this particular case, if they can sit down and hammer it out and come to some sort of agreement by midnight tomorrow night, there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
There's hope. There's always hope. So,
keep hope alive.
Yeah.
Are you keeping hope alive? Does this look like something that is reasonable? I mean, the numbers seem close, and now it's a matter of,
golly whiz,
do we want to cut this or that? But, I mean, how does it look to your eye?
Well,
other than ugly.
There's nothing attractive about
yeah.
it. But the cool part about it is anybody who's watching this is getting a lesson in civics.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there are also all the backroom deals that can be going on. You know, maybe they don't need this piece of legislation for the EPA,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they don't need this piece of legislation for, you know, something else.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to make these other sort of backroom deals that have nothing to do with the numbers per se, but they can get a little something here, a little something there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how it all works anyway.
Yeah.
My take on it is, it doesn't help anybody to shut the government down. It really doesn't.
No.
It doesn't do anybody any good, and it makes everybody look a little bit foolish. On the flip side, can they pull this off? Can they create a miracle between now and midnight tomorrow or even midnight Friday? I don't know. And we've talked to senior correspondent Mike Causey.
He'll be on later in the hour.
Who has a lot of historical perspective on this.
Yeah.
He says the same thing. He's like, you know, if you'd said 2 weeks ago, I'd say, sure, they'll get it passed. Now, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is that this is not the first time that the government shut down.
No.
Not that it's a good thing, but we can always look back on history and go, oh, you know, it's not that uncommon. It's just a real inconvenience for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. All right. As we watch all of this unfold, it looks at this point like there are two choices. Either they will get a deal done or they won't get a deal done. It doesn't look like we're in continuing resolution land anymore after Friday.
Possibly. There is one possible alternative that I had not considered, and that is, what happens if it isn't Tuesday and maybe Wednesday or Thursday they get a deal done and they need a little extra time beyond Friday?
Yeah.
They could conceivably pass a 24 to 48 hour continuing resolution.
Yeah, that's possible.
It's possible. It's not necessarily likely, but it'll buy them just enough time to get through the weekend. Otherwise, they can just work during the weekend, during the quote shutdown, and the shutdown would only be Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday morning, maybe come in late.
Yeah.
Maybe come in after lunch. You know, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Who knows?
And you know, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that, but in this environment, I guess anything's possible.
Yeah.
We could see anything.
At this point, you can. And that's, I mean, if I look at it from a completely Pollyanna kind of, oh, look at how the America works kind of point of view, it's actually kind of cool to see how this would work, from the position of somebody who's actually knee deep in it.
Yeah.
It's
not quite that cool, right?
It's not as cool, but at least we have something to talk about on Federal News Radio.